Be seated. Our scripture today comes from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. And it's Christ's ascension into heaven, the promise of the Holy Spirit. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning, until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Now after his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during the 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. Now while staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. And this, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? And he replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to all the ends of the earth. And when he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him right out of their sight. And while he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. And they said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in and save the way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you this day for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your servants throughout history, for your scribes throughout time, who have put pen to paper, quill and ink to parchment, whatever it might be, chisel to stone. Throughout the years, Lord, that have passed your word down from generation to generation, till we have the word before us this day. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one who made that possible, so that we, in turn, your children, can continue to serve you each and every day. So, Lord, this day, open our hearts and our minds as we listen. May our words this day, and may my words be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I pray. Amen. Today is one of those relatively obscure Christian holidays of which many people in our world are unaware, Ascension Sunday.